Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
As you heard there in Brian's bulletin, tributes continue to be paid to Garda Kevin Flatley, who was tragically killed in the line of duty yesterday after being struck by a motorcycle at a speed checkpoint in North Dublin. The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, has called for a reset of the approach to road safety following that fatal collision. For more, I'm joined now by Paul Cleary, who's Assistant Commissioner for the Dublin Metropolitan Region. And in a moment, I'll speak to Conor Gallagher, Crime and Security Correspondent with the Irish Times. But for now, Assistant Commissioner, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, I know that you have been inundated with colleagues and the wider public sharing condolences for Garda Kevin Flatley. What is the feeling amongst the force this morning?
Well, firstly, I suppose we're all devastated by this tragic loss. And I firstly want to send my heartfelt condolences to Kevin's wife, Una, and their two young daughters, and also to his mother and father, Breda and Michael, and his extended family and friends. Kevin was a very dedicated and conscientious officer, and he was very well regarded by his colleagues. He was a quiet man, loved his sports, was an avid follower of Dublin hurling, involved in coaching at his local GAA club in North County Dublin, and he also took part in triathlons and Ironman events. So yesterday's tragic events have had a significant impact on his colleagues, and we are providing support and assistance to each other. We have a prayer service later today, and we've opened a book of condolences, and we have initiated our welfare and peer supporters.
Mm-hmm. And the investigation, of course, is continuing on that road, the OR132. I mean, can you tell us what we know right now about the sequence of events that led to this tragic accident?
Yeah, so the incident happened shortly before 1 p.m. yesterday when Kevin was conducting a speed check on the R132, the old Swords to Balbriggan Road. Kevin was struck by a motorcycle travelling northbound and was pronounced dead at the scene. So a full investigation has been launched, and I have appointed a senior investigating officer and a family liaison officer, and the scene has been examined by a forensic collision investigator, and we've spoken to witnesses and collected CCTV footage, but I would like to reissue that appeal to any person who may have been on the R132 or in that area to come forward with any information they may have. We're also seeking any available dash cam footage of the incident.
And Paul, this was a standard or a routine Garda speed checkpoint. As far as you're aware, there was nothing unusual about it, was there?
No, and you know, I suppose the nature of policing means it's never without a risk. Every officer is aware from the moment they take the oath at the beginning of their service that the job can carry inherent risks. However, we do everything we possibly can to mitigate that risk. For example, Kevin and his colleagues in DMR Roads Policing have undertaken what we call OVST, out-of-vehicle safety training. They also carry out a checkpoint location risk assessment. You know, our vehicles are marked to ensure very high visibility with, you know, blue lights on top, and our uniforms are very high visibility fluorescent. We have modern speed detection equipment, which allows the detection of a vehicle from a good distance off, allowing time to, you know, try and stop the vehicle. So, mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot goes into our health and safety, and it's constantly reviewed.
Now, I know you had another incident as well in Coolock, where a Garda was hit by a motorcycle, and I understand he has suffered a broken leg as a result of that incident. But the Commissioner, Drew Harris, as I said there, has called for a reset of the approach to road safety. And you're saying, as an organisation, that the public need to change their approach to road safety. What does that mean?
Well, I suppose firstly, following any critical incident, we will always carry out reviews. You know, that will start with the criminal investigation and any inquiries that FISRU, the police ombudsman, may want to carry out. But we do believe, Claire, and the Commissioner is quite right in saying that we need a reset in our driver behaviour. And I'm not going to preempt the outcome of any investigation, but in general, you know, road deaths as of today, 60 fatalities this year to date. And if you look at our behaviour whilst driving, you know, this year to date, over 18,000 incidents of speed, 8,825 incidents of people having a mobile phone, you know, 2,159 incidents of people not wearing a seatbelt, and 2,879 incidents of people driving under the influence of an intoxicant. Mm-hmm. So we really need to change our behaviour in relation to road safety.
And once again, and it's important to finish on this, I know you are looking for witnesses, anyone who might have any sort of footage or information, you need to hear from them.
Yes, we would ask and we would appeal to the public, anyone that was in that area yesterday. The motorcycle involved was a black Yamaha R1 sports bike. So anybody that may have seen that vehicle in the lead up to the incident at about 10 to 1 yesterday on the R132, we would be interested to talk to them.
All right. Paul, our condolences to everybody in Garda Síochána, and in particular, as you say, the family of Garda Kevin Flatley. That's Assistant Commissioner for the Dublin Metropolitan Region, Paul Cleary. Conor Gallagher, as I said, is with us, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. And Conor, we can't underestimate the impact that this has on all members of the force and their families. It's a real reminder of how dangerous policing, and in particular roads policing, can be.
That's right. So Garda Flatley was the 90th Garda killed on duty since the foundation of An Garda Síochána just over a century ago. So it's, you know, it's thankfully somewhat rare that this happens. Obviously not rare enough. So when it does happen, it's has a devastating impact on the Garda community and indeed the wider community, especially in around Balbriggan, where Garda Flatley lived. The last death on duty, I believe, was Colm Horkin, who was fatally shot while on duty in Roscommon. So it's been a while since we've had a road death, but I think what people don't realise is how dangerous roads policing can be for Gardaí. And, you know, they're out there literally on the roads trying to stop people from speeding. That's what Garda Flatley was engaged in yesterday. You know, these are operations which require Gardaí to go onto the road where people may be engaged in dangerous behaviour. And indeed, every year, you know, a few dozen Gardaí suffer injuries of varying degrees of severity while engaged in roads policing or while in cars themselves. Mm-hmm. So it is a serious issue for the force.
And how does it work, Conor, when Gardaí who are manning a checkpoint see a vehicle that is speeding through? What happens?
Well, as the Assistant Commissioner alluded to there, they're designed to be high visibility operations. They're not designed to catch people out. The Garda car is parked on the side of the road. There's maybe signals put out. The Garda will be in uniform, including their high vis jacket. They'll conduct a risk assessment of the area, so they wouldn't be at a blind corner or any other particularly dangerous area, and they would stand by the side of the road. Off the road, obviously, with their speed gun, and there's various models of these checkpoints, and they will vary. But it seems that the Garda Flatley was involved in a relatively simple one where it was manning a speed gun and flagging down people who may have been speeding, and this seems to have what happened immediately before he was struck by this high-powered motorcycle, a Yamaha R1 motorcycle.
And Conor, the motorcyclist is still in hospital this morning. Is there an update on that person's condition?
No, we have no fresh detail. This is a man in his 30s. He came off the bike, obviously, in the collision and suffered very, very serious injuries. So we don't know the exact condition of them, although I do understand they are what are regarded as life-threatening injuries.
All right, Conor, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you for being with us. Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.